So, hi friends, and welcome to the podcast. This is episode number 15, and we're calling this one Noise. And the reason we're calling it Noise is because I was out running this morning with my earpiece in, listening to a podcast myself on the early morning Thursday jog around the block, as it were. And it struck me that as I was running down the road, which was a quieter road from our home, listening to this podcast was quite easy. The volume in the earpiece was set just about right, and it was comfortable and fine, and I was enjoying it just as I was trotting along there. But eventually I came to the main road, and that's when things began to change, because I come across a lot more traffic, loads of people on their way to work, going about their daily stuff, and as a result the roads are busy, there's a lot of traffic there, and this is the thing, that I had to actually turn the volume up considerably on the earpiece in order to continue to listen to the podcast. And the reason for that was because the noise around me that was coming from all those vehicles was simply drowning out the podcast that I was listening to through the earpiece, to an extent that actually took me by surprise, if I'm being honest. And that's probably what sparked in my imagination the thought of just sitting down quickly to record this podcast, to share a few thoughts around this idea that our lives can be so easily captured by so much noise, and so much distraction and so much disturbance, and this becomes so much clearer. And so run up the road, get eventually past the main road stretch, and then take a turn that takes me down to a quieter road once again, where there's just the odd car coming past. And the difference between the main road and the back street was quite remarkable in terms of listening and being able to hear what was going off in this podcast, which of course then gets me to thinking about the fact that our life, my life, your life can be so caught up with so much noise. And when it is caught up with so much noise, it can be difficult for us to hear the things that are actually important. By that I mean, you know, you can be sitting in a conversation and your mind can be somewhere else, and you are listening to somebody but you're not actually listening to them, and they are talking but what they're saying isn't going in, and so there's that disconnect between you and that person who's wanting to say something to you. But because your mind is so full of other thoughts, other distractions, you're just not quite tuned in. I don't know whether you find yourself in one of those situations where, you know, you are actually think you're listening to somebody, and you can find yourself a few minutes into the conversation and you're immediately backtracking in your own mind thinking, what have they just said to me? What have they actually just talked to me about? Because I need to answer back and say something to them. And my mind's been elsewhere. I've just simply been distracted by this background noise in my own mind and heart that is preoccupying my thinking, which doesn't allow me to listen well to what that other person is thinking. I think that can happen to us in conversation for all sorts of different reasons, and we can become simply distracted by that. And there's another distraction just gone off, which is my mobile phone. We'll come back to that a little bit later, which is a point of demonstration, actually, of how our lives can easily be distracted by the stuff that's going off round and about us. And no, I didn't time that call to be made. It just happened to be that way. And so it can happen to us in terms of listening to other people. I think it can happen to us in terms of listening to our own hearts, in terms of what's important for us, in terms of how we're prioritizing, how we're making good decisions and wise decisions as we journey through life. And how we go about the process of making those decisions is important. And if we've got so much distraction going off around of our lives because we're simply overtaken by clutter, then again, it can be something that prevents us from hearing our own heart well. And the Bible says that we should guard our hearts because it is the wellspring of life. And so it really does matter that we listen to other people well, because when we are listening to other people well, what we're doing is we're actually valuing them as important. We're saying that their conversation matters. And so in our relationships, if we're sitting down to listen to somebody, let's make the decision to put aside the distractions of our own minds and to deliberately and intentionally tune in to that person and what they're saying, because in doing that, we are actually valuing them and we're saying your conversation is important. It does matter. I am going to take time to not only listen to you, but to hear what you're saying so that I can take that on board in a proper way. And in terms of our own hearts, let's look about how we can get rid of some of the noise, some of the distractions, some of the stuff that surrounds us, that prevents us really from listening to our own hearts. It almost pollutes our hearts and doesn't allow them to tune into the purity of what our lives are saying to us and what we're genuinely feeling about a situation or a circumstance or a decision. And the final thing really is the fact that God is with us and all around, and he's wanting to speak into our lives. The Spirit of Christ that indwells us, we need to tune our ears into him. Jesus said of the Spirit, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying." And again, out of my own Christian journey and life, I'm just ever becoming more conscious of the fact that sometimes I need to tune out of some stuff in order to tune in to other stuff. And by tuning out, I'm tuning out of that clutter, that interference, those distractions that can surround me, in order to simply tune in to what God is doing, what he's wanting to say to me in the context of my spiritual journey and life as I move forward both with him and in him. And I think that really matters. And so it's about environment. It's about putting yourself in an environment where that can happen for you. It's about finding a location, a geographical location, a quiet room, a quiet space, a quiet walk, somewhere where you can go and be without distraction and just listen in. Allow your ear to be tuned into your environment and what God is doing and what God is saying. And so, yeah, here's a scripture that helps with this. I think it's Psalm 46, and it's saying here, God is our refuge and strength. He is an ever-present help in time of trouble. And then the psalmist goes on and he concludes in this way. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." Let me speak a word of encouragement to you today. How can you put yourself in a place, in a context, in an environment where you can be still and just appreciate God for who he is? Just allow the silence to speak to you of the majesty and the grace and the love and the mercy of this God who created and made all things. So you've got a busy life, I'm sure. There's many things shouting for your attention, many distractions that are coming your way. Life is full of interference at all different sorts of levels. Maybe you're a student, maybe you're at school, maybe you are facing all your exams at the moment and all of the pressure of that is on you. Maybe just life at work is busy. Maybe you just run from one place to the next just looking after the kids and life is manic. Maybe you've just taken some bad news that has just knocked you for six and your life inside feels in turmoil. Well, go and find that quiet space. Go and appreciate the beauty of the creation that surrounds us. Go and find the silence and allow the silence to speak to you. Allow the silence to come to you. Go and be still and know that He is God. So God bless you, my friends, and until next time, grace and peace be with you.